Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, we have big news, but give us our contact info first.
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999 at gmail.com.
Sarah.
Yes.
Would you like to tell everyone what the big news is? I mean, it's been all over the social media, so if you're not on the social medias, they may not know.
Well, I'm engaged.
Sarah's a fiance.
I'm a freaking fiance, and I have been calling myself and calling my man that, like, all weekend long, all week, like, ever since Friday night. Oh, man, I've used the word fiance way too many times.
And we knew it was coming because we did talk about in a previous episode that you got the chance to go out and design the ring you wanted because
Yes. It
actually came from a ring of your soon-to-be mother-in-law.
Yeah!
Isn't that weird to think you're going to have a mother-in-law?
Yeah, that's so weird. We actually saw them on Sunday and they, like, answered the door and they're like, our daughter. Oh. And I was like, oh!
Does he have any siblings?
No. He's the only child. So
that's even more special, I bet.
Yeah, they jokingly call their dog, like, their daughter, and J-Rub's his sister, but it's a dog, so it doesn't count.
I mean, nope.
Yeah, I know, it's so crazy to think, and, like, when it happened, my brother was there, and so after, well, okay, I still kind of am in complete shock, but after, like, an hour went by, I was like, oh my gosh, wait a second, you guys are going to be brother-in-laws,
yeah.
Right? I know, I always, like, get them confused, mm-hmm. but I was like, this is a big deal to you too, Joey. Like, yeah.
You guys are all going to be family.
It's so crazy. Yeah, I'm still, sometimes I, like, will think about it and be like, what the hell? Or I'll look at the ring and I'll be like, ah!
It's like such an adult thing.
I know, it's such an adult thing. Some of my friends have been like, wow, I can't believe, like, you're engaged. And, like, we're old enough to where, like, it's totally normal, you
right,
know?
Right, because there's a certain age, like, when everyone's 18 or 19, fresh out of high school, and they're getting engaged, it just feels like the thing to do. Like, why not? This is fun. Yay.
But then everyone might look at you like, well, you're kind of
young.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not as happy. Like, even if you're 18, you're like, I'm pregnant, and you're married. It's like, you're very young, but I guess congratulations. There's no hesitation now.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
you are the perfect age to get married and to have kids, so this is even more exciting.
Well, and it's funny, too, because, like, I've read comments, and usually they're all just, like, congratulations, but there has been a couple that have been like, it's about time.
I'm okay.
Like, it's like, we've dated for so long now that people are like, damn, okay, all right. Yeah, this should have happened, like, a few years ago type of thing. But it's gone by so fast,
right,
for me. How
long has it been now?
It'll be 4.5 years in a few weeks.
Isn't that insane?
It's insane. I'm like, 4.5 years? That sounds like a long time.
It still feels like it's been 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. And I always was like, when I was like, oh my God, I'm going to date someone for like maybe 2 years and then we're going to get engaged. Lol. Like, I am surprised it's been 4.5 years and I haven't been like freaking the F out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, wow, it's been so long. But I'm like, oh, but being engaged is crazy. I can't believe it's, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's so strange. It's so surreal. I feel like still kind of like on cloud nine and like it hasn't fully sunk in yet.
Well, I feel like maybe it'll sink in once the wedding planning starts.
Oh, people have already asked me that. It like found out on social media and then texted me like right away. I was like, okay, when's the date? And I'm like, whoa, y'all, hold your horses.
Like, are these your friends or are these people like, hey, I'm a photographer. Hey, I have a bakery.
It's friends. It's family. It's some of those as well. It's like,
if you
everything.
Need a photographer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Those kind of.
Like, for my friends, I'm like, do y'all know me? Like, whoa, we need to chill. We need to hold back a little bit. Like,
I remember on our group chat, I was like, hey, so are we gonna book a Taco Bell in Vegas because they do weddings,
yeah.
Which honestly would totally be you guys.
I know. I mean, my man still really, really is kind of gung ho about that. But I was like, we need to like sit down first and like really discuss like what kind of thing we want to have. But of course, he's so him. He's so chill. He's so like, I don't care. Whatever. All right. You want to do that? You want to wear this? You want to? Okay. Like, I'm like, no, I need your damn opinion. But
like,
we'll see.
Does he want to wear like something? I feel like weddings have become a little bit more casual over the years. Just I'm basing this off of like either friends that I've seen get married or other people on Facebook or Pinterest. Like guys don't wear like full on tuxedos unless that's like the vibe. It's either a suit or I've even seen like nice trousers with like the suspenders and a tie or a bow tie where it's a little bit more lax. Is that what he's kind of going for? Is he looking for like full on like goofy, like I mean, let me wear shorts and the tuxedo t-shirt?
That's exactly what I jokingly said. He can wear the tuxedo t-shirt and he loved it and was like, can it be a cut off tuxedo t-shirt?
I was going to say that's like, the only way you can wear it.
Sun's out, buns out, guns out or whatever.
Yes.
I was like, I don't know. I jokingly said that. And he was like, tuxedo t-shirt at Taco Bell. Let's do it. And I was like, I don't know if you're serious. I don't know if you actually care or if you'd actually want to do this. Or so, yeah, I feel like I honestly feel like it's just going to be a hot ass mess. But
I mean, if I feel like when you do something like that, like I've seen people like you can get married at like Voodoo Donuts in Portland.
Yeah.
And the packages aren't that expensive if you take a look at how expensive weddings are. Because there's...
Yeah, that's very true.
Have you heard of the pink tax?
Uh-uh.
A pink tax is basically, you can get the product for a man and a woman, like let's say a razor, and just because it's pink, it's going to cost more, just because it's a woman, even though it functions and it's exact same as the man's one, they add the pink tax. But there's also the wedding tax.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Where
if you say you're having a wedding, they just like up it.
Oh, yeah.
Up the prices like crazy.
Because I think they've done studies where they go and try to book a party, like, oh, it's a retirement party of the same like size and it's thousands of dollars cheaper.
Yeah, at the same venue and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So definitely, I feel like if you're going to go for it, don't tell them what it is.
Yeah, that's true. And then just show up and be like, I'm just wearing white. And
it's like, you know what? We decided since it was already booked, we decided to turn it into the wedding instead.
Why not? Well, and I think like the venues like Voodoo Donuts and Taco Bell, like they're cheaper just in general. And I think they're cheaper too because it's such a limited amount of people you can have.
Yeah.
I think that's also where, like, we have to really decide what, like, where and, like, how many, like, what's our capacity?
Mm-hmm.
What's our limit or whatever? Because, girl, I need one.
Yeah.
You know me? I invite everyone and their mom to, like, my birthday party. Like, I'll be, like,
literally moms.
Literally moms. Yeah. I'll be, like, at a restaurant. Like, 2 years ago when we could have birthday parties, I went to brunch with friends. And I invited the server to come out. It's my birthday tonight. Come out. Like, I met you once and I think you're kind of cool. Like,
are you sure you're not Mexican? And I hear, like, that's the same for a lot of, like, Indian families as well. It's like,
yeah,
hey,
it's
you,
like
come here, come here.
Barrier.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You are probably a little bit of Mexican.
Yeah, okay.
Except that would make me not one because I'm just like, I don't want to invite a whole... Like, I want to invite a bunch of people to anything, but then I feel guilty and then it makes me just not want to invite anybody.
Yeah, and then you're like, I'm just going to chill by myself.
No. Oh, man. But that having a cap, like something like a Taco Bell or a Voodoo Donuts is very helpful.
Yeah.
Because you're paying for it at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. And I mean,
it's like 50.
Listen.
Like if you go to like I've seen like the traditional weddings, it's like $50 a plate.
Yeah, because like some people have, like, it's like three meals in your meal or whatever, you know, it's mm-hmm. like a starter and then it's like an entree. And then of course you have the cake and the entree usually is like a steak or something.
Right.
And that is not cheap.
No.
So like
steak or even chicken or like the vegetarian options. They're still fancy.
Yeah. It's like $50 a head, not including the open bar.
Mm-mm.
So yikes. How many people are really worth that in my life?
I gotta.
That's so mean.
I kind of want to go through, maybe it'll be for a future episode if we run out of time today, but I follow this woman on TikTok and she gives all these really good ideas and examples on how to make a cheaper wedding.
Oh!
Because there's like a lot of stuff you don't really need to do and a lot of people got real offended. It's like, why are you mad? Like, I don't want to use, I think she didn't do save the date cards. I think she just did like a Facebook or like an electronic notification.
Oh, yeah, it's or like the email event or whatever mm-hmm. that you can email people.
Because you're sending out, if you think about it, you're sending out save the date cards, which costs money.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you get them professionally made. Because I worked at a bridal store for like half a minute when I was like 18 years old. And so one of the things that like I was basically learning how to work there in case they needed a sub, like somebody to work when they were gone.
So
but then and then it went into not wedding season and I ended up just committing to being a server full time / student. But one of the things I was learning is like you need to familiarize yourself with all the invitations because this is giant book. like stacked, I want to say it was probably like a foot and a half thick.
Wow. It was of like, all it different was, kinds?
Of all the different ones, like examples and stuff, all the paper that goes inside. And so I remember hearing her explain, like, okay, well, if you get one, like, for a party of 200, I forget how many people they could invite, but just the invitations alone were, like, a couple hundred dollars. It's like, are you kidding me? No,
dang.
But, like, maybe we'll do an episode, like, all the cheap things we can do to make the wedding cheaper, or, like, for, in general, for people.
Yeah, well, and then, because, like, if you get the save the date, then there's usually, like, a way that you're supposed to like mail back. Like,
well, no, that's the invitation. Save the date is just basically put it on your calendar. Right. It's basically two. You're sending out two things. That doesn't make sense to me. So
yeah, you're right. There's a save the date and then the invitation.
Yeah, and the invitation
and then
has the
thank you cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you cards are usually done at the end, like that you send those out after the fact. You know, once you get all your presents and you can personalize it. Like, I had a friend who, when they got married, they did, like, personalized, like, any gift you got them. They did a photo shoot, and they were showing off, like, they were using them, but it was a photo shoot. Like, hey, I got you measuring cups. So they're, like, measuring stuff in the kitchen while baking.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really cute
like
idea.
Wow, that's, like, above and beyond.
I think it was just for funsies. They were having fun with it. And I was like, all right, why the hell not?
Yeah, but, see, we're using your stuff. It's not going to waste.
But there's a bunch of other, like, tricks and tips I found. If you decide to do, like, a cake, you get, like, a small top tier, you know, the pretty one that you guys cut and eat and everything. And then especially if you have caterers in the back or something, you just get a bunch of the Costco sheet cakes. They're, like, $20. $18-$20 for a giant sheet cake.
Wait, but so you don't actually get, like, what the wedding cake is supposed to be? Like, you don't get to try it? Everyone doesn't get to try the cake?
They don't have to.
What? That's weird.
I mean,
Costco cake ain't that good.
Oh, it is hella good. I just had it for my birthday. Oh,
probably not like better than like a bakery, though.
Probably not. But it's like, I'm trying to cut costs here. You guys want a fancy cake? Go buy it yourself.
Whoa there, Missy. This is my wedding. The whole open bar and cake are like the two things that I really care about.
Okay. See, in that,
everyone else can starve. Plus the DJ. I guess the music's got to be bumping too, but.
But these are just different ways that people have been able to cut corners, is what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone thinks you're eating the fun cake, and then it's really just cock-up.
Honestly, at that point, you're pretty drunk and or full. It doesn't really matter. People just want something sweet, and they don't really care at that point.
Can you imagine someone just, like, accidentally going in the kitchen and seeing just, like, a bunch of Costco cakes and being like, oh.
I'd be happy. I'd be like, hell yeah, with that, you know, cheesecake cream filling. Oh.
See, I hate that stuff. Oh, I hate that there's always a filling in the Costco cakes. You can't just get like a plain one.
Oh, I love it.
I'll get you your own Costco cake.
Okay. Just sitting there eating it.
Yeah.
It's always awkward. Please tell me you have single friends, by the way.
I do.
Do you? Like,
yeah,
not married.
Yeah.
So
the
problem with our age is once people start getting married, like, I am one of the last ones in my group of friends to not be married or in a relationship. Like, I'm the last one that's not in a relationship. Everyone else is either in a relationship but not married yet or married.
So they'll eventually probably get, like, it's a relationship that's going to last.
Right. So whenever I do go to weddings, I feel like it's me. Like, I don't like going up and doing the bouquet toss, like, all the single.
What? You don't? I love it.
Not anymore. I used to love it. But now it's, like, me with a bunch of 14-year-olds or, like, 7-year-olds.
Oh.
It's, like, all the little girls. And I'm just sitting here, like, thanks.
Yeah, but the 17 and 14-year-olds need to get the F out of here because they're not.
And then it's me by myself, Sarah.
I was in one where, a 14-year-old caught it and I was pissed. Oh. But recently there wasn't any, like, there was one child there, but she was like 3 or something. She was a flower girl, but everybody else was like an adult. Yeah.
See, with a lot of the weddings I grew up going to were Mexican weddings, so there was kids everywhere. A lot of people, because they're all siblings and stuff, getting married are families that are kind of like, hey, this sister married this brother and that guy's brother married this girl. So the wedding was held at the same location, I think in Marysville. I think it's like the Opera House. It's a really cool place.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Gorgeous. But underneath, if I remember correctly, there was like a weird staging room. Like, I guess it was really, really big. And I'm guessing it's for people when there's ever a show or whatever. It's like the green room, but it's just as big as the hall. Because it's underneath it. And so that's where all the kids would run around and play.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Like, you guys go downstairs.
And go play. And that's all we would do. We would just run around, be silly. So I was just used to always having kids around. They were just usually down below in the basement area, yeah. whatever it is. Throw the kids in the basement.
There will be no children at my wedding.
That's fair.
Not invited.
Then how are you inviting all of us?
That's true.
Oh, man. But
yeah, well, so I can never be part of the bouquet toss anymore, can I?
Mm-mm.
Unless I go to a wedding before, right? Before I get
yeah, because you're not married yet.
Okay.
But the idea is, like, who's going to get engaged next?
Competition that I love. Like,
I got scared of it when I was, like, 14 because I got in on it, and I caught it. And this woman, like, snatched it out of my hands, like, full on. I thought she was ready to punch me. Mind you, I'm a kid.
That's legit something I would have done at my friend's wedding. I didn't, though. I held back, but I really thought about it. I was like, you shouldn't even be here.
But what do you do when you, I think American weddings, like the guy who catches the garter and the woman who catches the bouquet?
The bouquet are supposed to do like a garter over the thigh.
Oh, he's supposed to put it on her?
Yeah, put it on her or take it off her. I think put it on her.
Well, no, because I think the bride's the one that gets it removed.
Oh, yeah, the bride gets it removed and then the guy who catches it puts it on the, yeah. And so it was really weird because the guy who caught it was like our age, and then the girl who caught the bouquet was like 14.
No.
So then they were like, oh, that's weird. And then they were like, okay, Sarah, you're going to pretend you caught it. And then the guy put it on me at my friend's wedding. And I was like, well, I should have caught it in the mother effing first place.
Oh, man. See, in like the Mexican weddings I'd go to, you would have to do, I think, what they would call a sapitada.
Sapitada?
It's basically like it's something like. The translation is like it's technically like they call it a shoe dance in a way where have you seen like the traditional or even like the corny cartoons where it's you get the Mexican hat and they're doing the hat dance and they're kind of doing like this weird stepping thing
dance
with their hands behind their back. That's kind of what that is. So you would have to do that dance. Well, that's they call it a zapotada because you're, you know,
like in front of each other?
Yeah, they do that like instead of doing the put the garter on. I've seen people have to do that dance.
While they're putting the garter on?
No, it's just hey, you guys are the two single people. Now you got to dance.
Oh.
But it's doing this like traditional Mexican dance, or at least in some of the weddings I've been to, they've done that.
You know, honestly, like thinking about some of these like traditions, they're kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like that sounds weird, but then I'm like the garter thing sounds pretty weird, like
If you guys haven't seen, I think it was in, was it Elder Millennial? It might have been Elder Millennial. It's Liza, she's a comedian. There's a Netflix special. I really love her special. Not everyone's a fan of her, but one of the funny things, she did one where when she was engaged, she talked about how, like, there were things that she was absolutely not going to do.
Oh, really?
And she's like, why am I gonna, it's like, this is a Barbie doll scrunchie, and I'm going to put it up in the thickest part of my leg so I look just even thicker. It's like, I'm not doing this.
I can't do that.
And then you have your groom going up your skirt in front of your dad. It's like, I don't care. You're married. Yeah, go effort. I don't, it's super uncomfortable. It's super weird. I'm not doing that.
I know. I keep, like, pondering and, like, because I, of course, think having a dance, you know, because you do like a sexy dance. Mm-hmm. The groom is sitting on the chair and the bride, like I would want like me to start off with a sexy dance and then like all my bridesmaids come and like join me and then they leave and then everyone, you know, and I'm, but like it's me and like I know my sexy dance would, I would just take it probably too far. Like, you know,
yeah.
I mean? Like, open his legs and my head is between your crotch and then I'm making out, you know.
And then your grandmother just faints. Like,
yeah, or his parents faint.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm also like, but I really want, you know, but that's like, that's so me. Like,
you are,
to do a little whole routine, like,
you are,
and my boyfriend just being like, oh my gosh.
You are the very interesting blend of traditional and not traditional. Because there's a lot of things that you want, and we've talked about it. Like, you want to have your father, you know, walk you down the aisle.
Yeah.
But you also want to basically make love to your spouse on the dance floor.
In front of everyone.
Consummate the marriage.
Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Some sexy music playing, the spotlight just right on us, and everyone's just around.
Since you're not going to have kids at the wedding, are you going to do like the flower, you know, the flower bro or whatever, have you seen those videos?
Yes, where it's like a grown-ass man and he's like wearing a fanny pack and just like throws flowers out. I don't know, I sent it to Joey because I was like, I feel like he's like the only person mm-hmm. that like, you know, unless, I don't know, J Rubs has some like super close friends, but mm-hmm. I assumed if we do the bridesmaids and groomsmen, they would be his groomsmen.
Right.
I don't even know. But because I was like, Joey, could you rock this? Because that would be hilarious.
Right.
I love that. I think that's so fun and so funny. But I don't know if Joe could sober. I know Joe could when he's faded, but I don't know if he'd have like the confidence when he's sober. So, I mean, he might just have to get a little drunk.
I actually just, so my, I'm in a group chat with two of my really good friends, and my friend always sends us stuff like, hey, I'm going to do this when you guys get married. And there was one where it was like a whole like different routine, like all the bridesmaids and groomsmen come up together and they do like a dance, but it's usually involving like something debaucherous, like drinking or whatever. But she also sent me one where there was an actual, instead of, I mean, I'm sure they had a flower guy or girl, but they had a beer guy going down the aisle, literally handing out beers. He was a beer boy for the wedding.
Well, that's what I thought with like mini shots.
Like he literally handing out beer.
Oh my God, he looks like one of those guys from like a Mariners game or something.
Right, exactly. He's got
Can I get a beer? Can I get a beer?
Hey, who wants a beer? Like if you do it in someone's backyard or something, you definitely get away with that.
Oh yeah. Wow, that like, it looks like kind of a small wedding. Is he just throwing cans at people?
I guess.
See, I thought of doing that, but like with mini shots.
I mean, you could. And oh, he does have flowers. So, I mean, you can have.
Because I was like, but I wouldn't want to hurt anyone.
Well, you just tell like, him not to throw it.
Chuck them at everyone. But yeah, I thought of mini shots. I thought that would be super funny.
Oh, man. Like,
shots and flowers.
Just have a little bit of both.
Yeah.
See, perfect.
Flower. You get some shots.
You get some flower petals. And flower petals look majestic when you flip them up. That's why you can't have a kid do it.
Yeah, because they're just, like, on the ground, and they don't know what the hell's going on.
No, they just look, like,
yeah. Do you think Joey would be able to do it?
I think, you know, get him a couple shots beforehand. I think he could do it. Or not, just have him go along with Danny. I feel like if he has somebody there with him, he feels less self-conscious.
Yeah, but Joey's the brother.
Right?
But it's like, more special, because it's Joey.
I know.
Danny ain't my brother. Shoot.
Wasn't he Joe's boyfriend?
Was it?
They're so close. You
Sometimes
can kind of assume.
I think so.
So, I mean, that makes sense. Oh, man. But I am very excited to kind of like find out like what fun things you're going to do like that. Because it's going to be one hell of a party.
It's going to be crazy. I know. I just keep my dad called me like the night after it happened. And he was just like, be in this moment. Like, just don't worry about like the planning yet. Don't worry about this, that or the other. Just like, you know, enjoy
the euphoria
right now, you know. And I was like, you're right, like,
because you will definitely start jumping into thinking all the stressful things.
Oh yeah, well, when I heard Danny said his girlfriend's friends like aren't planning till like 2023 24 20, I'm like, what?
Well, how, because I know you really love the term fiance and you want to be engaged for a while so you can use it. How long do you want to wait until you get married? Like a year, 2 years?
I have no idea, honestly, because to me, planning a wedding in a year sounds very ambitious. It sounds like
unless
a
you
lot.
Do really tiny Taco
unless
Bell
I do
wedding,
a really small. Yeah, you're right. That's true. Unless I do a really small wedding, then that could be like then we could pull that off. But I don't know, because then it's like you're like the tradition or whatever is like you get married or you get engaged and then you get married and then you wait a few years while you're married to have kids. And then I'm like, wow. Like,
you don't have to do it that way. I mean, it's not like the olden days where you lost your virginity on your wedding night. And then, you know, you kind of want to like see what that's like living with somebody. You've been living with him for many years.
Yeah.
So you know what that's like already. There's no surprises there.
Yeah, that's true. But then it's kind of like, I definitely do want to get married before we have children.
Right.
So it's like, wow, people are planning their wedding like 3-4 years mm-hmm. in advance. I'm like, that's like as long as we've been dating. That's insane. Right. You know, we were dating for 4 years and then we were engaged for this many years. So
I think it also like that's one of the things you got to sit down and think too. Like when ideally, like age wise or year wise, would you like to start trying to have kids?
Yeah. When we first met, he said early 30s. He's in his early 30s.
You
I'm like, you're thinking
more
mid 30s now, buddy. Like,
I mean,
well, and then my friend made a good point, too, is if I wanted to have a big wedding, she's like, you better look at venue, because it's really all about when the venue has availability. Right. Like, you don't even really get a say, kind of.
So it basically just boils down to figuring out what type of wedding you want, like truly want. Because it's a very hard thing right now. People are like, well, I want a big wedding, but we got all the restrictions and stuff with COVID right now. Or you can do, like, you're going to have to wait if you want something bigger. Or you can do a small one and that will take less time. Or you can
His parents were like, just get married and don't tell anyone.
I was like, just elope and then have your party later.
That's what they like went to Vegas, mm-hmm. his parents. And they were like, we just went to Vegas with, like, I think one of their moms or something and, like, just got married. And then we came back and then had a party. He's like, don't tell anyone.
makes it easier. Or do, like, that's what Rev did, except he told people. It's like, hey, we're going to be here at our wedding. And I think the only expense to them was their, you know, their attire. Because I think he got a custom suit, their hotel stay, their flights.
Well, their venue, right?
The venue was technically free.
Oh, snap.
Because we went to, it was like a petting zoo, but it was like an old-timey Western kind of town. Like, that's just like the appeal of it. You go and check out, like, the old saloon and all that. And so we went into the church area, which was empty, and just had the wedding there.
Oh, like, it wasn't planned. Like, just, snuck into the church. Yeah. Like, they didn't know that someone's getting married there.
I don't think so. I might be wrong on that, but I don't think you can get in trouble for it.
Because I don't think you can just, like, go to a random park and get married.
My friend did.
You have to ask for permission.
No, my friend did. She went to a park.
You're supposed to ask permission.
I'm sure you are.
You have to at the petting zoo, too.
She totally gorilla. She called it her gorilla wedding because it was like, all right, everyone, like, literally texted me that Monday. She's like, what are you doing this Friday or Saturday? I'm like, oh, I think I'm off. What do you want to do? She's like, well, I'm getting married. You want to come? Like, I literally got a text from her 5 days before the wedding, and we went to the park in Bellevue, and just everyone showed up. Like, no chairs or anything except for, like, the grandmas, because they were itty-bitty old ladies.
Yeah.
Somebody brought, like, folding chairs for them, but we all stood up. We all kind of blocked the bride and the groom so they wouldn't see each other.
Oh, that's cute.
So it was literally like, let's go. And that was also a very inexpensive wedding, because she worked at a bridal store for a minute and got her dress at a discount.
And she had it at a park. Of course it's not expensive.
No, but then the dinner park, there's only like 60 people, right?
That's a lot, though.
It is.
Like a last minute, like, hey.
I want to say, I think, because, like, she was telling me she got the reception was at like a wine bar walking distance away. So we walked there and all the tables were already like set up with everyone's name. So there's like five tables with 12 people a table, and they did like family style. So all the servers brought the food to the table and you just served yourself.
So I must have knew about this before 5 days in advance.
I'm guessing they probably figured it out like a week before.
Wow, that's it?
But like, you can reserve like big rooms if it was available. That was probably what they're saying. Hey, are you available this weekend? Oh, it's for a party? Okay, cool. And that's when they call everyone.
How many people would she have known would have come if she...
I don't know. Like, I could always call her, see if she wants to be on the podcast.
That's crazy.
Like, she's my friend, you know, Lindsay.
That is... See... Oh my God, that sounds so stressful to me.
I'm very curious. I mean, we could always call up some people and be like, how was your wedding experience?
Tell me about your experience.
Because there's so many things that people regret. Why did I spend so much time and effort on this when I could have done this? Which may be helpful, maybe just might add more stress. So I'll leave that in your port.
Probably both.
But it was pretty awesome. She said, like, all in all, I want to say, like, the food and everything, because I think she had, like, a limit on the wine. But it was like free wine for a while. Like, it was a good amount.
Yeah.
And then you,
like,
can pay for your mixed drinks.
Certain amount of hours, mm-hmm. probably.
And,
or bottles.
Or, yeah, exactly. And so, because her family are huge winos. But I think all in all, like, I don't think it was more than $5,000.
Oh, wow. Well, because really it was just for, like, the food. The
right.
Restaurant
it was
part.
Just the food and their attire. Like, yeah, that was literally it.
Dang.
So there's
ways. And she's still with the guy?
Yeah.
She doesn't regret it at all? She loved it?
Yep.
That's good.
They just bought a house. They're super cute.
See, I always have, like, I'm always, like, concerned, like, okay, if it's crazy big, is it just going to be too much, too many people? I'm going to have to spend, like, attention trying to, like, say hi to everyone. I might not know some of these people in, like, 5, 10, 15, mm-hmm. 20 years. Would I regret that? But then I'm also, like, but if it's, like, small and, like, tiny, am I going to wish that, like, I went balls out with it?
I mean, the thing with going balls out, especially when, like, you can go balls out later. You can do your, you know, 10th anniversary and do it again.
Girl, that ain't a wedding, though. That's an anniversary. That is not the same.
No, but you could go, like, expend all that money, get the booze. You can get another dress, do all that stuff if you would like. That being said, you'll have more money because you're older.
If someone's getting married, like, oh, snap, they're getting married. That's dope. If someone's having, like, a 10-year anniversary renewal, I mean, okay, if cool.
I'm like, it's an excuse to get
it's
drunk.
Like a very different type of thing, in my opinion.
Right.
It's like a wedding is like, this should be once in a lifetime.
I would say go big because I feel like that would be you. But at the same time, I know that you're very uncomfortable with spending money, especially large amounts of money.
Yes. And I'm just, I'm so.
And that was just going to stress you out even more when you start seeing the ticket prices on some of these things.
Well, I'm going to die.
So that's why I'm like.
Everyone always says, like, it's never perfect. Like, no. There's always things that go wrong in weddings. And like,
and there's different things they do for, like, when you're saying, like, saying hi to everyone. I think, like, they have a bride and groom's table for a reason. Like, people can come up. There's certain points in the night where you can come up and say hi. People kind of like a. Not at long.
I mean, a meet and greet.
Basically, that's basically what it is. I've seen that happen where they're like, hey, hi, how's it going? Or they wait out like at a certain point just to kind of say hi, have people come up to them.
Yeah. But we all know where I'm going to be.
At the bar and the dance floor.
Dance floor. Yeah.
On the table.
Yeah, you know it.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait for that wedding video.
I'm going to try not to get totally
obliterated.
Yeah, until like maybe like after hours, you know.
Right, once all the old people go away.
Yeah. Once all the old people go away, they gotta go to bed. So
It was basically there was a few songs my friends at their wedding said no to, that they would not let the DJ play, but I think it was like the Cupid Shuffle and like those they weren't a fan of.
Why not? Those are classics.
That's what I said, but I'm like, it's not my wedding. That being said, there was a very different vibe to the dance floor the second like all the older people were leaving. Like, the music got like, hey,
yeah.
It went from celebrate good times to it's getting hot in here.
Oh, like, See, I'm cool with like the classics, but like, I really don't care about them. Like, and I don't care how old you are, whatever. Like, parents, you know me.
There's not going to be any kids at your wedding anyway, so we don't have to worry about that. But your grandmother or may not have a stroke.
That's fine. Except not really.
No,
sorry.
No, oh gosh.
I don't want to put that in the universe. No, my grandma probably won't even know what the hell like they're saying. She won't even be able to
like hey.
Hear it, or will be like, what does that mean? What does this mean? You know, like the slang now. I don't even know really what it means.
I think we did get a message from Michael the Musical Trucker.
Michael
says, hey, ladies, long time to talk. LOL. First off, I want to say congratulations on getting engaged, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
Secondly, I wanted to help Vicky with her bar crawl in Marysville. There's a lot of cool bars in Marysville, including Cunnell's, which is the oldest bar in Marysville, the Lucky 13, Home Plate, Danny's. I've been to Danny's and I've driven past the Lucky 13 a lot. The Longhorn in Jamestown. Sadly, there used to be more, but a few closed because of COVID. Hope y'all have a great weekend.
Those are good. You should screenshot those.
Right. And there's apparently a new cidery in Snohomish. You should try it out. It's called Hammer Dwarf Cider. And I love cider, so that'd be perfect.
Yeah, there are some spots. Okay.
I mean, like, your fiance loves beer, so maybe a brewery that has, like, a big area that you can dance.
No, he can't do beer. Mm-mm. He's allergic.
Oh, wait, was it beer? What does he drink?
He is now a seltzer man.
Oh.
He's all about those seltzers.
Didn't he drink something else? Like, was it whiskey or Fireball?
No. Maybe he used to like beer, but, dude, it totally Fs him up.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I'm basing this off of, like, Pain in the Grass when I met him.
Oh, yeah. He was probably drinking beer then.
Yes.
And I was like, babe, I think it kills you. I think you're allergic and you don't want to admit it. And he's like, yeah, I think you're right. But, yeah, now he's all about that seltzer life, so... If there was like a White Claw land or something, or like the breweries of White Claw.
There is a Seattle, or there's a seltzery here in Seattle. Hey.
Okay, but let's think about the bride here.
Yes.
Let's get real. Seltzer is totally mediocre. I'm all about the wine, the hard alcohol. Like,
oh, it's got to be a freaking riot.
Not saying it's all about the bride. It's about the groom, too, but...
But you need some loving in this situation.
I need a lot of loving. And I need his input. Let's get real.
We do got a couple other messages. I want to get to them so we don't go too long without responding to them.
Okay, let's do it.
Says, hey, ladies, glad to hear you're back as always. I was listening to Vicky talk about the karaoke, but being the only person who participates, it's the same for me. And this was going back last week when we were talking about going to karaoke bars. I'm usually the only one that sings. It's the same for me. I'm always joking, trying to get them up there, but nope, just me. Haha. But I love it. I love singing and especially getting the reaction when I kill bodies by Drowning Pool. Sings I Kill Bodies by Drowning Pool. Most people don't seem to expect metal screams and growls at karaoke. There's actually a place in Tacoma that has some really obscure songs that most karaoke places don't have. I do Bye Bye Beautiful by Nightwish, The Outsider by A Perfect Circle, which I love that song, Zombie by Bad Wolves, not the Cranberries version, The Bleeding by Five Finger Death Punch, and I've even done Before Prepared from The Lion King.
Wow.
As well as several others. I used to go with a good group and could actually do some duets, but because of COVID, I've only got to do it once since it hit. So always great to hear you both. See, I love doing like silly ones. Like when you have especially if it's a smaller group, I've been there where we just started singing like musical songs. So from like Chicago or Greece or even like Aladdin or Mulan. I did Mulan. It was so silly. But do you have like a plan to do? I've seen people do like something like unique for their wedding, whether it's like, oh, we're going to have, if it's like an outdoor wedding, we're going to do like all the beer games, like your giant Jenga, your beer pong.
That was at the wedding I went to recently. They had like cornhole and like, because they had like a field, kind of like a little grassy area, like kind of near everything. And I was like, wow, I've never seen this before.
I thought it'd be fun, like if to go to a wedding if they did karaoke, but do it like live with the band.
That's all you.
No, like
that's all your jam.
Yeah, I don't know if I would actually do it because it just depends on what I end up marrying, what monstrosity I marry agrees to marry this monstrosity. But I have what was it? My friend for their wedding, they hired a painter, a professional painter. And she painted, like, during the wedding, the ceremony, she was painting, like, a live photo.
That's so cool!
So there's, like, so she kind of painted the room and everything, and, like, I think she might have taken a few pictures and stuff. She painted the bride and groom in the middle.
Wow!
So I thought that was a pretty cool thing.
And then Steve had, a magician at his, didn't he? Which is so funny.
Just so random.
So random.
Exactly. So I was curious to see if you can think about, not necessarily right now, but maybe something that you would like.
I know. I haven't even thought about like if we'd have
a stripper pole.
Weird.
Oh, on the dance floor. Dope. That would be you. Got
that
it.
Would be so me.
Oh my
like,
god.
Like near the DJ or something.
Yes.
Ah! Everyone's just looking like a hoot.
Because I feel like, I mean, you very much. It's your day. You're gonna want the attention on you. But because it's a stripper pole, I feel like you would want all your friends to hoe it up, and you would love it.
Oh hell yeah! And my other friend had like a. I mean, it's simple and it's normal, but like a photo booth type of thing.
I love that.
I think those are like so cute. And so what she did, they took the photos, and then I don't know if they were printed right there. I don't think they were, because then when she like sent everyone thank you cards, she put the photos of them that they took.
I mean, unless she could have done both, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe you could get them printed there, and then she got them printed and would put them. Because I was like, oh, that's fun. It's a thank you card, but then you have the pictures from the wedding.
I love that, too. But like, like not everyone's going to take pictures. So I mean.
Well, F them, then they don't get a thank you card.
Right. Well, I will buy you your very own squatty potty and bidet combo for your wedding.
Wow. Can it be sparkly pink? Or purple?
I can make it that color.
Woo! Bedazzle that bitch!
Oh my god! I should start selling bedazzled squatty potties. That'd be hilarious.
You should. Wow.
Okay, I just stumbled onto an idea that's gonna make me a thousandaire.
maybe
a thousandaire. A hundredaire. Yeah, maybe a hundredaire. Let's be honest.
You might be pushing it.
I might be able to sell one.
Hey, it's better than none. Okay.
Right.
Plus, then you can give me the money because I'm going to need it. For this wedding.
Oh, good.
Oh, God.
So much to plan. But like your dad said, enjoy it. Enjoy the euphoria of being engaged. And
being a fiancé.
Do all that fun stuff. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
And thank you guys all for listening. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.